picture.
And Seth's look is really dialed in right now.
Why, the hat backwards?
The hat backwards, the beard is on point.
Yeah.
Haircut. Yeah, you just
look nice. You're just really good, dude.
He looks nice.
Look, he's got his hand on his hip.
Yeah, he knows how to pose.
Oh, that's the best.
He's done a few hillbilly calendars.
Yeah,
right?
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah.
See you, buddy. Thanks for everything, man. You're a good man. He's a good dude. I like
he
that
really
guy.
He really is.
Yeah. And it's funny because it was the whole blowing out the sprinklers and then donating the money from my little neighborhood there. That's all him. That was like his idea.
Yeah.
He's the one that's chased it. You know, he's developed a relationship with all the guys in the neighborhood, so...
And now they call them when they need other
and
stuff.
They, and they just, yeah, they're just like, you know, and it's networking has paid off in the long run. See, but, yeah, he's just a good guy. So,
that
yeah.
That's awesome, man.
And thanks to my neighbors for stepping up and making a substantial contribution. Because, you know, now they're just like, is this what's going to Second Harvest again? Yep.
No, they just, so they pay extra.
Sure.
I love that.
Yeah, they pay a little extra.
That's
by a little,
deal.
I mean a lot.
But also, there was a moment with Hillbilly Seth and Monty. Where I think Monty was, I don't want to say getting mad.
Ooh.
But definitely insanely jealous.
Of?
I have no idea what you're talking
he
about.
He was talking about some place that you knew.
Oh, no. I was supporting his, I was not jealous in any way,
okay.
shape, or form. He was, FMI, which is an equipment company, was having a sale. And I'm like, good on you for doing that.
Oh, because he ended up getting some stuff?
Yeah, and not only like a sale, but it was just like,
ridiculous.
You could just jam a box full of whatever for...
$25, I think it was.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I love those kinds. Yeah, those are great.
That's what I was telling you about earlier.
Yes.
That's,
he was explaining it to me at the remote.
Now I understand what you mean.
A great way to make some extra money.
And he goes, man, I got, you know, thousands of dollars worth of tools for a couple hundred
well,
bucks.
Yeah, that's
really
cool.
Was parts.
Yeah.
Parts, okay.
But you, like he said, you can sell those, like, on eBay or whatever.
Sure.
He did great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. I was thinking
kudos
tools,
to him for thinking
and
of that.
I just saw you thinking, huh, is that still going on? Because I will leave right now. Yeah.
No, I just, like I said, I support that. That's awesome.
That's a great idea, yeah. What else? Who, did we miss anybody else to say thank you to? Oh, by the way, the stuff from Seth, the donation from Seth, matched by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Want to make sure he got here before 8 o'clock. He was really excited about that. Make sure you let you know. And BECU is now matching donations before 9 o'clock. So let's go take advantage of that as well.
Yeah.
And also notice that it'd be a good challenge that I'm going to make up myself based on the fact that we had multiple people stop by who are employees of BECU.
Oh yes.
Who said we're at the Northside branch, this branch, whatever, and they're like, I wanted our company to match my donation. So well done. I love that.
Yeah,
fantastic.
That's fun. We did get, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook, we got a message, I think it was, this morning. Someone was just curious if the online donations do also get matched.
What a great question, Steve.
And I responded.
And you said?
I said yes, absolutely.
Attaboy. Well done, Steve.
Yeehaw.
Yep. As long as, it's within the hour that you make the donation online. That's
absolutely.
Correct.
And I don't... Is there a limit, Jay?
Yeah, there's a cap.
There's a cap for the... Okay. Probably not with North Quest. They just,
but yeah, there's certainly a cap. So, it's one of those deals where you go...
they'll match it up to a certain amount or whatever.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, but if some... I don't know. Let's just say... I'm trying to think of some of the richest... The richest person I can think of in Spokane. No... let's see.
The richest person who happens to be in Spokane right now or who makes Spokane their home? What are you talking about?
Ooh. Yeah, in general. Like, Spokane, you're a Spokaneite.
Happy birthday, Jaden. Jaden's 10.
Oh, happy birthday.
We just talked about the golden birthday. Yeah.
10.
Jaden is a rock star.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of who the richest person in Spokane is. We should know that. That should be like...
What? Do you think there's just like a website?
Well, yeah, there is for
richneighbors.com.
Forbes or whatever.
Richneighbors.
richneighbors.com.
Does that include the Spokane Valley?
I mean, I would imagine.
But doesn't Bill Gates' sister live in the Spokane Valley?
I think that might be true.
She got some of that dough?
I would imagine. I don't know, but I'm just...
She got some of that dough?
I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't know.
She got some of that dough.
That's hilarious, Steve.
Steve, I like the way you said that. But if like the richest person were to say, I'm giving $1 million, we would not be able to match all that. That's all I was saying.
There's 8 billionaires in Washington.
8 billionaires? Okay, let's see if I can name them. Bill Gates.
Stand by. I got to click on the link. Gosh.
Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer.
Oh, do you want to manage your cookies? No, I want you to stop asking me that.
Cookies.
I got some.
You've got,
got donuts. Yeah.
You got manageable cookies?
You got manageable donuts.
8 billionaires. Good Lord.
Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates.
Yep.
I mean, we said, can
Steve
I name
Ballmer?
Steve Ballmer, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty. 3 of 8 is still pretty good, even if you get no more.
Paul Allen. He's dead, though.
His wife, probably.
Obviously, Melinda French Gates.
Oh, yeah, duh.
And Mackenzie Scott.
That is Bezos' ex-wife.
Yes. Formerly married to Bezos.
And she's a billionaire.
Correct. Charles.
Charles Coyote.
Charles Simony.
I don't know that guy.
Okay. He founded an international software company. No kidding. Howard Schultz.
Oh, Mr. Starbucks.
Schultzy.
Schultzer.
Schultz.
I think that was 8.
There it is. Okay, thank you, Jay. What a fascinating list.
Was it?
It was. No billionaires in Spokane, though.
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so.
Just on the way, baby. I wouldn't mind being half as cool as any of those people. Huh? If by cool you mean
wealthy?
I'm a jab.
Wealthy? Yeah.
500 million.
Because you're way cooler than all of them.
Thank you, Monty. What a nice thing to say. Kevin, did you fall asleep? Kevin? Shh. If you want to see Kevin sleep, 525 East Francis at R&RV during the food drive.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
You're going to start complaining.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
What do you got?
We're coming back on the air, and Kevin goes, I'm going to start complaining.
Well, because I'm mad.
Because Hillbilly Seth didn't stay longer.
Well, you're mad, bro. Yeah, Hillbilly Seth, the people who have been by, I'm not mad at you. You are awesome.
And they have been awesome.
Those people have done their job. But, man, I just feel like everybody else is like, hey.
You guys stink. We don't like you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it, man. Hungry kids.
Right.
It's your neighbors, they're hungry. Steve, imagine if one of your neighbors came over and knocked on the door and said, hey, I don't have any food for myself and my son tonight. Would you be able to help? Or you say, nah, I'm sorry, I'm busy watching football.
I'd have to run to the store because I don't really.
Yeah, that's the only problem with the whole. That's the problem with the whole knocking on the door.
You could give them some cash, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd give them
cash. What if she said, well, look, I have this great thing set up where all you have to do is text the word food to 509-441-0999.
Right.
And you can make a donation online and then I'll be able to buy groceries.
Well, I would say easy peasy.
And you'd do it right away, right?
Yeah. 110%.
We need everyone to do that. That's the bottom line, because I'm super worried that we are going to be...
Well, what was the... I guess
we're going to be $12,000 behind.
And last year, we raised $47,000. At this pace, it would take us 4 weeks.
I thought we had... Was it 47?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can give you the exact number if you really want it.
$47,637.07. Okay.
Did you want me to be more specific? Because I don't know that
No, we may have just exaggerated online or something.
No. I mean, I think some trickled in after that because we said probably said nearly 50.
We did, I think.
Yeah, they were nowhere near that. Not even close.
No, and that's why I'm worried.
You could sit here and complain until we get like five people to text in on the text line the word
people
food.
People always say, well, you guys are whining.
You guys are whining.
Yeah, I'm whining not for me.
Can I give you an example
of
something?
I'm whining for the people who need the donation.
If I said right now we're giving away a Coyote Country hoodie and all you have to do is text the word hoodie.
God.
How many texts would you think? Just guess. How many do you think we would get?
52.
In like...
Give it a time frame.
Yeah, in like 5 minutes.
Probably over 100.
Oh, yeah. And then say, just change the link so when they send Jacob, that's brilliant. Yeah,
that's a great idea.
When they send the word hoodie, it actually just sends back a link to Second Harvest.
Yeah,
that's great.
That would be good.
I know a guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I like it.
No, Jay, your point is valid though, and nothing wrong with you guys. I get it. It's a free sweatshirt. It's cool.
Let me just explain.
Why wouldn't you want one?
Let me just explain one thing, because one guy just texted, and I want to make sure he knows that it doesn't. Because he just said, "Is it just Washington?"
Oh no.
That's fair. That's a fair question.
No.
21 counties in eastern Washington, and then the 5 counties of North Idaho, all are covered by Second Harvest, and over 280. Local food banks are then supplied by Second Harvest.
Yeah, and certainly there's communities that have their own.
Of course. They do their drives.
They do through a church.
Sure.
Yeah. But ultimately, like when you see a semi bringing stuff out there and dropping it off, it's Second Harvest.
Correct.
And so, yeah, your money does help your community.
Great question, sir.
Yeah, that is an important question.
Well, I don't know for sure.
And I know we've covered it a few times.
To the person who just text hoodie, that's funny.
We cannot do it enough.
I mean, it is pretty funny.
Do you have the link?
You don't think I'm going to go get it now?
Yeah, cut and paste. Cut and paste the link.
That is hilarious.
We can play this game. We made this game.
Yeah, we did. All right. Yeah. We were the originators of this game.
Yeah, this is
like
the
password.
Game.
I could exactly. Monty, thank you.
Monty.
Now, I could have Steve do it, but I want to make sure he gets the link sometime today, so.
What was her name?
Hi, Steve. You're just asking for it at this point.
No.
Sarah with an H. Yeah, just start whipping out names, and eventually you're probably going to get it right.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe not.
Sad she didn't text. Tell us. So do we have anybody else text in food or just one person?
Monica did food hoodie, which was hilarious.
she wants both.
She's not greedy. She's just saying, hey, just in case that hoodie thing was real, I'm going to, I'm covering my bases, guys.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then we had another one that we wanted the link, so we got that one. Hold on, I got to reply to hoodie person. You think that was a guy or a gal that did the hoodie joke? What if it wasn't a joke?
If it wasn't a joke, then it was a woman.
Oh gosh!
No, I mean just because
they were busy fixing the world and they weren't listening close enough.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like it wasn't really. It had other stuff going on. Whatever.
Stacy wanted the link. She texted food.
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another one. Text food,
Stacy.
509.
There's another one that texts food.
09.
Yeah.
There's another one. There's another one. Another one.
Another one.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you're off the hook. We need everybody. Like, I just wish all day long our text line just said food.
Right, yeah.
And then people got the link and were donating. Because that is the only way we are going to come close to our goal this year of, nearly $50,000.
See, this one text food. We sent back a link and they said they made a small donation. Can you challenge all Rogers High School alumni?
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Baby, you've been challenged.
Yeah, you've been challenged.
Can you give the number in that sexy radio voice, Kevin?
I dare you.
Text food to 509-441-0999.
Ooh.
Golly.
Was that the voice?
I kind of like it. I mean, sometimes it's a little bit deeper and a little bit slower.
Okay.
Gun show, Chuck. You're funny, Chuck. He already came by. Chuck came by.
So do you want me to be at slower and lower?
Yeah, slower and lower.
Okay. Text food to 509.
Yeah.
441-0999.
That's a smile.
That's the one you were looking for?
Yeah.
Thank you, Monica, for laughing. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, whoever you are, with the political commentary.
Oh, political commentary. Yep. Hey, I don't mind. You know what? I'll listen to anyone's political view if they donate.
Thank you, Patty. Yeah, well, there we go. That was a good little run there. Appreciate
nice.
That.
Okay, I'm starting to feel a little better.
Are you, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
I mean, but honestly, it's all consistency at this point.
It is.
You can't have, like, I mean, you're going to get a little rush. Obviously, we get all that. But right. You're going to, you know, you have to have that consistent donating. If you don't have that, and also we go, oh, cool, now we're going to go 20 minutes or an hour or 3 hours where nobody called or donated. That's the one where you get so far behind, it's hard to catch
good.
Back up.
No.
So, yeah, so just keep it going. 509-441-0999. Food!
The 10th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9.
Jay and Kevin Food Drive. Multiple ways to be able to make a donation. You can stop by here at 525 East Francis. You can always just text the word food to 509-441-0999. You can also go online to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com. The link is there. And then, of course, you can check out our Facebook page. The link's there as well.
It is. It's
all those ways make it easy.
And Louise is somebody who, she says, I donate online a lot of times because
right.
She dabbles between this area and an area called Arizona where there is sunshine.
Yes, all
and
the time.
So she's like, a lot of times I'm in Arizona,
correct.
So I'll just
yeah.
donate online for you guys. But she is a long time donator and truly one of the sweetest women.
Well, that's correct, yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
She's one of the sweetest people you'll meet.
You just say people.
Can you get a tape of it? Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to save that as a drop.
You just have it on your phone. You just play it.
That'll be the ringtone.
That's right. Exactly, yeah. Yes, I agree with all the things you said, Kevin. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So good to see you. Yeah. Well,
thank you.
We appreciate that.
It's good to see you.
Are you hilarious or what? Are you kidding me? So funny.
What did she just say?
She said, I look like I just got run over by a truck.
Because she has jet lag.
She looks perfect.
At 2 in the morning from Budapest.
Yeah.
From Budapest,
right.
Which, by the way, is not a short flight, I don't think.
I wouldn't imagine.
It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's like to Seattle.
Right. And yeah, Louise is, she's always beautiful.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's great.
She's
yeah.
one of those that,
what was that
I,
business?
I love.
What was that business they owned?
Aircat. Aircat Tools.
Yeah. And then, is that the one that was on the corner there downtown?
It was for a while, yep. And then,
I think that building.
Her husband, Bob, sadly
Thank
passed
you
away
so
like
much.
4 months ago. And so, I know it's been.
Stay well, Kevin, she said.
I will. Thank you.
She's so awesome.
Yeah,
oh, she's great.
She's
That's
sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I know she's been going through a rough
talk
to her a few times online, just been like, oh, man, hanging. And so that was good. She got to go on a trip. That was a trip they were going to do together. But
right.
then, yeah, and she's just always a great supporter of what we do.
She's such a nice person.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
As soon as she walks up, I mean, you know, some people, they say, oh, they light up the room or they make you feel great. That is the epitome of it right there.
100%.
Yeah. When she walked up here, there was light.
Literally, seriously. I mean, honestly.
Following her.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, she's
great.
Just great. And did a wonderful job of donating. So thank you for that. I believe she's donated it yesterday, too. So,
yeah,
you
she
know,
did.
That's fine. Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Absolutely. So she did her part and more. So now you can do your part.
And more.
You can stop by and you can do what she did. You can write that check or you can go online.
Oh, that was a forklift.
What, did you think somebody got in a wreck over there?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, that was a loud enough deal. Yeah.
It was a loud noise, yeah. You can go online and make the donation. And you can also obviously text food to 509-441-0999.
Niner, niner, niner.
Correct. What you said there is 100%. We're only $30,000 short of where we need to be tomorrow.
That's it?
That's
quite a bit.
A little unfair.
It is. Well, no, it's not unfair. It's accurate.
Is that counting any match dollars?
No, I didn't count the match dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it may be, I mean, that helps a little bit.
Oh,
I
certainly. Mean, yeah, of course it does.
You got that one check you just got.
That's right. That should do it. No,
that's going to help.
No, I help. Are you kidding me? That helps a ton.
Right?
Actually, it's funny. It's like if you had just a steady stream of $20 donations, And it was just like, you know, let's say every 5 minutes,
right.
20, 20, 20. I mean, you'd be great.
Well, in five donations, you'd have $100.
That is one. You know, what you said there is really good math and 100% accurate.
Bro, these cars could run into each other and it would not matter.
Is that Denise?
Because they have the exact same
paint.
Color.
Is that Denise over there?
Denise.
From the station? That's her.
Is. Okay. And then who's this?
Julie, thank you. Appreciate it.
Julie.
They call her Generous Julie.
Generous Julie.
I like that nickname.
Yeah.
And that's been matched by BECU. Thank you, Generous Julie. Well, this could be fun. We could do nicknames.
Oh, I'm up. I'm up for that.
Yeah, I know you love the nickname thing.
I do love a good nickname. Denise the Donor.
Denise the Donor.
Denise the Donor. That's her nickname.
Oh. Why did you come up with Louise? What'd you come up with that?
Oh, she's
lovely. Thanks, Denise. See you.
I know she works at the station, but I did have to double check her name.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just so Steve wouldn't forget it.
Yeah.
I would go.
It happens.
Yes, please, Louise.
Oh, I like that. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, please.
That's nice.
It's always nice to see her.
Yes, and Denise.
See, how about that little quick little run there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, did someone else come up?
They did, yes. Oh. Absolutely.
Generous Julie.
Generous Julie just came through.
And Denise the Donator.
Dancing Denise.
Oh, wow.
Dancing Denise?
Yeah.
Was she
dancing? Dancing in with her money.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Huh? Julie?
You don't like my Denise the Donor?
I actually I don't.
I did.
Sorry to Kevin.
All right.
All right. That was all right. Don't care. Very
awkward,
nice.
Awkward 5 minutes.
Very nice.
525 East Francis Food Drive here.
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Quickly off the text line, donated and want to challenge all Spokane County employees.
Okay, yeah.
Like it a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for that. Thank you to Teresa. Thank you to, wait, what is this? Hold on, I'm attempting. Oh, sorry, Steve. What was that?
Oh, I was just saying it was harder to do on your phone, isn't it?
It's just to operate slow.
I will say a thank you now to Clarence, who has a very fun idea that he does with his buddies where they bet on just random things, right? Or what did he call them? Goofy things?
Goofy, yeah.
That was
the
good.
Example he gave, Steve?
He said, ooh, what did he say?
I don't know. You're the only one that could hear him because the generators were really loud.
Jay and I were both trying, and I'm like, I can't lean any further forward.
He said something goofy.
Wow.
Very good. Okay, so, like, you know, who's going to be the first team to fumble in this game?
Yeah.
It was something like that.
It's like
something
prop bets, like basically.
Yeah.
Just fun. Him and his buddies, they do it or whatever. And then, but the rule is whoever wins can't keep the money. They have to give it to charity.
I love that.
He did say they'd try and do it like three times a year. And,
yep.
You know, especially for the food drive.
Leading
food
into this, yeah.
So, yeah, he came by, made a nice donation, and had fun doing it.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you, Clarence, for doing that. And obviously for planning ahead.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't that he just did it. It's like he you know, thought about it earlier. And the fact that they all do it for charity is fantastic. This one says, see you guys around 11:30. I'll be there.
Ooh.
I'll also probably bring food. I hope you guys are hungry. I know Kevin is.
Who said that?
Was that a threat or?
I don't know. I don't have a name on that one.
Let me see. Let me take a look.
What else did they
do? You're going to touch my phone?
Yeah, let me take a little gander. Oh, your phone is so clean.
Thank you. Yours is not.
Well, I'm just trying to see what else they said. Odd evens is a lot like rock, paper, scissors. Get the chicken bacon, the hot dog, take a bite out of the end of the chicken.
Yeah, are we going to read all of their texts?
Slide the hot dog into the chicken. Well, I'm trying to decide if there's somebody I want lunch from.
Oh.
We've got a person.
Well, here, go like this. Let me see something.
We've got a person who says that they slide a hot dog from Costco into a chicken bake from Costco, and that's the person that's going to bring us lunch?
It's not. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Would you take a hot dog slit into your chicken bake?
Yeah. I mean, it's not my. It wouldn't be my favorite.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
I do not know who this is, actually. Okay. It has no name.
Huh. Sad that there's no name. Going to be at 11:30, huh?
11:30, yep.
Well, then we can put a name when they come here and, you know.
Maybe if they're listening. Oh, maybe if they're listening, they would just send us your name.
Yeah, I'll remember.
That would be great.
DoorDash driver Chris.
That's what his name is?
Well, I mean, it's profession followed by name, I believe.
DoorDash,
like your
driver,
DJ
Chris.
Kevin James. See?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if it's the Chris that I know. He's come out to a couple of remotes.
Okay, well, maybe it is.
Oh, I bet it is.
I think he works for DoorDash.
Double D. Well, hence the reason he said DoorDash driver Chris.
Well, but it could be another Chris who works for DoorDash.
That would be ironic. Is it Chris with a C or a K? C, Chris with a C.
Yeah, it's Chris with a C, I believe. Yeah. So it must be him.
Do you usually ask when people say, they're like, oh, my name's Terry. Are you T-R Terry or Terry with a Y, Terry with an I? Do you ask them that? And then you go,
sometimes.
Oh, my name's Chris. Is that Chris with a K, Chris with a C?
Well, if it's a name like that, sure I would.
Oh, my name's Tom. Is that Tom with a T?
Capital T.
My name's Kevin. Is it K-E-V-I-N or K-E-V-E-N?
I've seen it both.
Yeah. No, you haven't. Just not true.
That is true.
You've seen someone spell it K-E-V-E-N?
You know what, Kevin? I actually saw someone with
that.
Did you? I did, and it made me laugh so hard.
I've never seen it, but...
Where did that come from? Was that somebody put it in a graphic for one of the things we did on TV?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You and Kevin, and we saw the graphic, and first of all, it had the wrong station.
Yeah.
And then second of all, it had Kevin's name spelled with two E's. And I was like, hey, he's like, hey, you want to look at this proof? I'm like, woof. I actually do, and that's... wrong.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have seen K-E-V-A-N, but I think it's pronounced differently.
Kevin. Yeah. Kevin.
Kevin.
I don't know how it's...
Kevin.
Maybe that's how you do it.
Kevon.
It could be. Yeah.
Kevon. Sounds cool. I've seen K-E-V-O-N.
Uh-huh. I've seen that too.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah,
you should have been that, Jane Kevon. How much more smart do we sound?
So much.
I mean, Jane Kevin, no offense. Kind of dumb names.
It is.
Jay and come on food drive. The first annual.
It is. It's happening
the
now
annual. I always love first annual. One of my favorites. Do you know for sure you're having a second one?
You kind of commit yourself to it.
You really do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did we actually say the second annual, or did we just say second? Because we didn't know.
Oh, when you did your second one.
We just said it's the second, Jay and Kevin. I don't think we said annual for a while.
Maybe I don't know, Jay. You might be right.
I don't think we were in charge of naming back then either. You know, we had 48,000 people in promotions, and they just did all that stuff.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It was a lot of people. It was a ton of people, yeah.
Different times, Steve.
It's true.
You just had
the 90s, baby.
Oh, the 90s.
He says that. Oh, have I ever said that?
I don't think anybody has ever said that.
No, I think they have. That was actually funny.
The 90s are so
good. Was it the 90s, baby? Were they great, or do we just think they're great?
No, I think they're awesome.
Okay.
I do. Like, looking back, I think the 90s were really
But you know what I mean, right? There's people who will say, man, that was great. Remember the 70s? That was great. I'm like, was it great, though, or do you just think it was great?
Right. Great time in your life, maybe.
Yeah, that's
like
probably
the 80s was a great time in my life, but I don't know if I really thought the 80s were as great as I thought the 90s
as a decade.
Were.
Yeah. Well, 90s. I mean, we got a lot of cool country music out of that decade,
gosh.
So that it's hard to argue with that.
All the cool movies, all the cool country music,
hairstyles,
a lot of cool fun dance music songs. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been. It's really something. The 90s.
Baby. Not the 90s, baby.
Yeah. 90s, baby.
Yeah.
You know, we were having...
509.
We were having a food drive in the 90s. You know that?
0999.
We were?
What year did we start the food drive, Steve?
90...
You can do it.
Say it.
95.
You did it. You did it.
Math. Numbers are hard.
Yeah.
How old were you in 1995, Steve?
95, I was big old four.
Four. You could have been here with us.
That is sad. We would have been like, look at little Stevie. Stevie's making a donation. Little Stevie carrying a $5 bill over here.
I was almost five.
Yeah, well, little Stevie.
I was working my way.
Yeah. Gosh, that's frightening.
Oh, you could have come and played with the kids. And
yeah.
Wait, our kids were too young.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Our kids weren't born.
Well, one of mine was.
Yeah, well, he just won. What was he, one?
Yeah.
All that reminiscing to say that we need your help and you need to call 509. Not call. You could call, but nobody's there to answer the phone. I would rather have you text. That way we could send you back a link to the Fubik. Oh, my gosh. Here's one of the greatest men of all time. 509-441-0999. We will be right back.